With Gulf State observers leaving the Arab League mission in Syria, Foreign Minister Walid Al-Mualim accuses the League of paving the way for foreign military intervention with its call for President Bashar al-Assad to step down.
The solution for Syria is definitely not the solution from the Arab League, and we refuse.
The Obama administration says it does not want to see the conflict further militarized, but President Obama made clear in his State of the Union address Tuesday that it's time for President Assad to go, just as popular revolts ousted dictators in Libya and Egypt last year.
And in Syria, I have no doubt that the Assad regime will soon discover that the forces of change cannot be reversed and that human dignity cannot be denied.
The top American diplomat for human rights, Michael Posner, said Thursday in Cairo that Washington counts on the Arab League and the United Nations to help bring change in Syria.
We are desirous of working in partnership with them, and there is certainly a hope and expectation that we can proceed to the UN Security Council soon for the issue to be raised.
But Steve Heidemann, a senior Middle East advisor at the U.S. Institute of Peace, says the Arab League's consensus could crumble, leaving the U.S. trying to figure out what options come next.
Those are very interesting questions, and they have very important implications for the United States, because we have relied on the Arab League to be out front on Syria, because it gives us a great deal of cover for taking assertive steps against the regime of Bashar al-Assad that might otherwise be seen as Western and American meddling in Syrian affairs.
But at the UN, options may be limited. Russia has made clear it will not approve any UN Security Council resolution that authorizes force or sanctions. U.S. officials say talks in Moscow have resolved some of the differences over how the international community should best move forward on Syria. Action at the United Nations now appears contingent on convincing Russia and China that a change of government in Damascus would not undermine their position in the Middle East. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.